So I think it's time for us to move on to the next action area, which is the Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action area. Now, this would be improving the pedestrian connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. That's a paper for us, TFK/11/2012. And I would like to welcome a representative to the meeting from the Transport Department, Mr. Wilson Pang, moving over to the other end of the table, and Mr. M. Yeung. And in addition to this paper, some of the web link has also been provided to members, because this pedestrian connectivity has been discussed in previous task force meeting on the 18th of January as well as the 18th of July. So first of all, I'd like to invite members to declare interest on this topic if you have any. Okay, if not, then let us not waste any more time on this, because I think other than the discussion that we have that has been reflected in our minutes, we also have the walking tour last week for those who can join us. So now may I invite Mr. Pang of Transport Department to present a paper to us. Please try to limit your presentation to 10 minutes. Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you, Chairman. To my left is my senior engineer, Alice Yuan, who look after the traffic engineering issue in Tsim Sha Tsui. He also joined the trip last week. So I would like to ask him to help us to go through the presentation. Alice, please.
所以我用中文希望唔介意啊。咁就上個禮拜咧，我哋就同啲委員咧就出個 trip 去尖沙咀嗰度行過一輪啦。咁或者我哋先介紹下而家個 existing 個 environment 先。咁而家你哋睇到個 screen 咧，就係而家嘅 existing 嘅 crossing 咧係across 呢個 Sauce Valley 度嘅。啊，咁咧總共咧就有四條 subways。 同埋咧，去左手面咧就有條 Agley Crossing， 即係近住廣東道嗰度咧，就已係捕捉廣東道嗰度嗰啲人流嘅。咁其他地方咧都係就而家全部都係靠 subway 過去㗎啦。咁就嗰日咧，我哋就行咗一個圈嗱，由 A 點，基本上咧就係行隧道墟線就係隧道嚟㗎。咁我哋一兜咗一個圓圈咧。 A 點咧就係九龍酒店，即係半島酒店之間。咁我哋經過隧道，就行過呢個Promenade 嗰面，一路兜兜翻轉頭，經過另外一條隧道，再去翻半島酒店。然後咧就呢度咧就喺半島酒店嗰度咧就有條咧就係露天嘅，即係喺地面嘅濕嚟嘅。咁我哋又走落去行一行，睇下嗰個情況 咁或者我加呢個 perfect 嘅，帶住各位行一行個 trip 先啦。咁呢度咧就係我哋聚集點啊，呢度咧就係半島酒店同埋呢個九龍酒店之間。咁地鐵站口就有，你見到咧有啲攬物型嗰啲咁嘅旅遊嗰啲咁嘅指示山喺度嘅。而家落到去地下啦，我哋。 咁入到去 tunnel 咧，我哋就而家向住西鐵嗰條 tunnel 咧就係行嘅。咁其中喺中間道嘅地下嗰度咧，即係一落到去咧，其實咧就有幅大 map 喺度嘅。咁主要咧就係俾啲即係遊客嗰啲可以睇下咧，究竟我哋而家喺邊度啊，同埋你想去啲地方咁樣。咁我哋再沿住嗰條路行咧。 我哋就去到有一個轉角位，咁轉角位咧，佢可以有得分叉。咁我哋以嗰度咧就已經係譬如你想去星光大道咁海旁咧，亦都有係明確嘅指示喺度。咁我哋就而家仍然都喺隧道嗰度行過去呢個星光大道嗰邊啦。 咁啊，呢度已經係差唔多咧，就快係去到而家喺 Sauce Valley 到底。咁嗰度咧又見到咧另外一組嘅 information sign 嘅。你睇到呢啲 information sign 咧，同之前嗰啲 map tag 嘅 information sign 咧，那個風格係有啲唔同嘅。咁因為咧，其實而家啲隧道咧，佢係由唔同嘅即係管理公司咧係負責嘅。 嗱，咁呢度咧就喺崇江下面啦，就快即係崇江咧就係一間就已經可以有個出口咧去呢、這個海旁噶啦。咁呢度又有另外一種 information map 喺度嘅。咁你睇到咧就寫住有唔同嘅地點啦，文化中心啊、藝術館啊諸如此類。咁呢個咧就係咧崇江頭先。嘅嗰頭先嗰張圖片嘅出口嚟嘅上到路面嗰度，咁我哋而家咧就上到去星光大道嗰度噶啦，咁啱啱喺正出口個位置，咁向左手面就星光大道，右手面咧就係文化區，咁我哋跟住咧就沿住呢個文化區嗰個 promenade 嗰度咧，係一路行咁咧，就呢、這個LCSD 咧都介紹咗好多佢哋嘅嘢俾我哋聽啦。咁啊，跟住咧嗰度我就唔重複啦。咁我哋咧就而家咧就兜咗圈之後咧，就準備咧就過翻去尖沙咀舊區嗰面。咁而家呢個位置咧就係、是、大約係巴士總站嗰度。咁你見到咧有啲 example of 呢啲咁嘅旅遊指示牌。呢度咧就係頭先開頭嗰個background plan 嗰陣時咧，嗰條廣東道嗰、那個過馬路嘅地方。咁一路就行翻去呢個文化中心嗰度，文化中心嗰度咧就係、是、又有條隧道嘅，咁啊可以過翻去對面咧就係、是、YMCA 啊同1881，呢個咧就係、是、文化中心嗰面嘅。咁你而家見到呢度有個濕泥牌咁樣，我哋而家就研究緊咧喺呢個 area 咧就加翻多啲豐富啲嘅即係行人資訊啊，講俾人哋聽咧對面係有啲乜嘢啊，可以去到啲咩地方咁樣。咁呢個同一個地點同一埲牆嘅兩邊嘅啫。咁我哋而家落去呢、這個嗰條行人隧道嗰度啦，呢、這個就行過翻去YMCA 嗰面。咁基本上嗰、那個雖然而家咧就唔係最 peak 嘅時間，但係都講緊係四點幾五點鐘。咁但係你見到咧，即係嗰個行人環境咧，其實都係唔係好多人用嘅啫。咁喺同一條隧道入面咧，就有呢啲咁嘅 information sign 啦。咁呢個 information sign 咧，同之前嗰啲 information sign 嗰個風格咧，又有少少唔同。當然咧，佢哋嘅內容咧都係清晰。但係嗰個風格係有少少唔同㗎。咁呢度出返嚟啦，同一個隧道嘅出口，即係近住呢、這個喺 YMCA 嗰度啦。咁呢度呢我哋亦都會呢將佢重新再檢視呢嗰、那個嗰啲 information 㗎。咁我哋會未來呢會係加多啲資訊喺度。咁啊，而家就其實我哋已經係去到就係去翻咧，我哋原本嗰個集合嘅地點，然後咧我哋再走多一次咧，就係、是、半島酒店咧，旁邊嗰度有條行人隧道嘅啊。咁呢條行人隧道咧就係、是、同就係、是、駁唔到去呢個地鐵嘅。頭先嗰條咧，嗰兩條咧都係駁去地鐵嘅。咁我哋就喺半島酒店行落去咧。就係、是、又可以去翻咧頭先喺崇江個出口，咁你見到咧係有好多 overhead 嗰啲咁嘅 directional signs 啊，星光大道啊、天星碼頭咁樣，都係嗰條隧道，咁啊亦都有啲 overhead 嘅指示牌喺度，啊，咁啊沿住行都係見到呢啲啦，咁呢個咧就係、是。半島酒店旁邊嗰個入口嚟，同一條隧道嗰、那個入口。咁啊，你見到咧就係、是、正面嗰度咧有個黃色嘅牌咧嘅 information sign 咧，就都講俾啲行人聽咧點樣去嘅啊。咁就咁呢個行完啦。咁行完之後咧，我哋收到咧都好多委員嘅意見嘅。咁基本上咧歸納嚟講咧就係有五點嘅。咁啊，第一點咧就話咧，其實而家現有嗰啲咁嘅行人指示牌啊、資訊嗰啲咧，仲係可以有空間咧，係去改善嘅咁樣啊。 咁就第二樣咧，就有啲 member 咧就認為咧，喺唔同地點咧，嗰啲咁嘅路牌啊、資訊嗰啲咧，佢哋表達嗰個風格咧係唔同嘅。咁你有啲見到咧就係好簡單，有啲咧就係即係畫到好靚啊，唔同嘅字樣啊嗰啲咁樣。咁佢哋覺得咧最好咧就可以協調一下咁。咁第三點咧就係話咧有啲 map。information map 嗰啲咧，嘅內容咧係應該可以改善嘅。譬如入面咧有啲嗰啲 major destination icons 咧，嗰啲咧就可以要再修整一下，即係有啲重要啲嘅地方可以擺落去啊。同埋咧，佢係有啲 direction 嗰啲咧，都有啲委員咧係表示過即係質疑嘅。或者我哋都可以睇翻舉個例啦，睇先，跳至影片先，譬如佢係頭先行過呢個地點咧，有張 map 咁樣啦，咁呢張 map 咧嗰、那個向北嗰個方向係指向下嘅，同傳統有少少唔同嘅。咁亦都有即係嗰陣時，亦都有委員提出點解會向下咁樣。咁其實我相信人哋係特登嘅，因為最主要咧就翻咧佢嘅即係係就翻嗰、那個睇呢個地圖嗰人嘅。咁佢嘅左手面咧就真係行向嗰邊方向，右手面咧就行向嗰啲方向嘅。即係如果調翻轉嘅話咧，咁佢走嘅方向咧又都會調翻轉嘅。咁所以係刻意，咁同埋咧咁有啲委員咧就話喂有啲有啲資訊咧俾有啲 icon 啊嗰啲遮住，即係譬如好似呢個咁咧，係遮住咗我條隧道嘅，咁呢啲咧應該可以執過佢，咁呢啲我哋都會再睇睇嘅，咁第四點咧就係話，而家其實彌敦道一帶咧，其實都係冇呢個路面嘅 crossing 嘅，其實得一條 crossing 嘅就喺呢個廣東道嗰度。啊，咁全部都靠個濕泥，咁濕泥其實咧，你見到咧，其實都舒服啊，即係環境都很好嘅。咁但係當然咧，佢就唔係話咁直接嘅。咁所以有啲委員咧提出話，喂，應該係整條即係大 wet 啲嘅 crossing 啊，咁樣喺路面嗰度整翻條啦，咁樣。咁其實以前咧，半島酒店對出咧都係有條行人過路線嘅，但係個問題就係後屘即係啲交通量咧越來越多，同埋咧後屘又起咗啲咁嘅地下商場咧，我哋又多咗有啲咁嘅。濕泥咧，所以當時咧就將佢咧就係取代咗咁。咁最後一點咧就好多人有人咧就提出咧就話希望整一張即係全面啲嘅 walking map 啦。咁即係多啲資訊。咁我哋收集咗呢啲意見之後咧，咁就我哋會去 follow up 嘅。咁兩樣嘢，第一咧我哋重新咧就。政府咧就會 follow up 嘅。第一咧，我哋會重新咧係review 個呢個海旁區嗰度咧嗰啲咁嘅行人資訊嘅路牌嘅。咁我哋就會分先後嘅。第一期咧，我哋就會係先研究咗路面嗰啲，第二期咧就研究地底嗰啲。因為路面嗰啲咧就基本上咧，我哋政府部門咧就已經係可以掌握嘅，而地底嗰啲咧，因為佢個業權咧係即係比較係分散咧，所以可能要俾多少時間咁樣。咁我哋最終咧就都希望咧就做到一套即係可以對而家嗰個system 咧係再好improve 化佢。咁即係其實我哋啲委員咧就話係有 room for improvement 咧，其實就doesn't mean 咧，即係話而家嗰個 information system 咧，其實係好差。其實而家 system 咧，即係我哋自己覺得咧，就其實都係都幾好噶啦。咁但係咧，我哋都承認咧，係有空間咧，去再改善。咁第二個 follow up 咧，就係我哋會聯絡埋其他嘅即係業權管理人啦，即係包括咗地鐵公司啊、私人公司啊。 嗰啲咁樣咧，咁就大家一齊再傾一傾一個即係整體性嘅行人資訊 system 啊。咁就多謝咁多位。
Okay, thank you. Comments from members, Franklin, then Peter.
唔該主席。咁就其實之前講過咧，即係有我哋個記憶，我都係覺得係即係記地點嘅，咁所以咧就好想喺即係半島酒店嗰度咧，就有一個係咪我啊？就好想喺嗰度咧有一個地點嘅過馬路嘅設施咧，就過到去太空館嗰邊。咁所以即係嗰度即係請即係你都話你哋會研究啦，咁希望可以即係睇下會唔會有個好嘅回覆俾我哋啦。咁第二咧就係話其實地鐵嗰個隧道咧，我就見好似喺你哋而家呢張圖嗰度咧就冇反應嘅。咁咧就我自己個觀察咧，就見到有啲地方咧，係咪都係我自己？唔知點。容易啲啊！
No, I've only just turned it on, actually. I thought I was good for that speak.
Maybe not yet. I'll be quick.
I think it's your iPod that's causing all the problems.
Maybe.就嗱，咁第二個咧就係話地鐵嗰、那個佢自己有個隧道系統啦。咁你哋嗰個 walking tour 咧，其實有一部分已經行咗嗰度。咁但係咧有一個我睇翻嗰張圖咧，其實有一個 linkage 咧，就如果有嘅話就應該係嗰個 A 去 G 嗰度咧。而家咧就冇一個隧道嘅連接嘅。你有冇嗰個 walking map walking tour 嗰個地圖？A 去 G 嗰度咧，而家就如果你喺 A 上咗地面，咁你行過去到 G 就可以落翻地下啦。但係一落咗去之後咧，其實係駁唔翻去地鐵嗰度嘅，佢要一路行翻去 H 嗰邊咧，咁先至再兜個圈，你就翻去中間道嗰邊先駁到去地鐵。咁就我自己個經驗就係、是，如果一路上咗，就再落去，諗住翻去頭先嗰度啦，原來係要上翻去，即係譬如喺 G 嗰度咧，落咗去之後，原來我想翻去地鐵咧，我最近咧，我係上翻去地面，行翻去 A 嗰度再落翻去嘅。咁如果可以有一條隧道咧，直接駁到咧，咁就最方便。因為有一次咧，我自己個經驗就係，我就搭地鐵就好趕，就想去文化中心咁樣樣。咁我就諗住即係以前嗰個方法咧，就係話喺半島酒店嗰度咁啊過馬路啦。咁上到去發覺咦過唔到喎咁樣樣。咁跟住想落去 G， 咁過即應該有個隧道，因為嗰陣時未咁熟啦。咁就跟住有人又發覺要去到 H， 跟住咧又要再上翻去 B 咧，先再打橫行翻過去文化中心咁樣。咁就變咗咧就好迂迴咁。如果係有一條隧道咧，即係而家最快的方法咧，我就發覺原來喺 A 嗰度根本就唔好出地面，就跟住佢咧地鐵咧本身咧呢張圖咧就冇嘅，就其實有個虛線咧沿住中間道咧就打橫去翻 F 嗰邊咧，咁就會過到去文化中心嘅。咁但係即係如果萬一有人咧上咗去地面，跟住要搵返條路返返去咧，咁就其實 A 同 G 之間咧係冇一個隧道嘅連接。咁所以變咗咧，如果嗰度我自己個人嘅意見就係嗰度係有一個隧道嘅連接咧，就會好好多。嚇，唔該曬。
Thank you, Peter. It's your turn.
I think, Madam Chairman, I did actually write a paper after the visit.Last week and circulate it to all members. I don't know whether this was sent to TD, but I think TD seemed to have covered it, you know, quite a number of the points. Signage and annotation, yes, I think there is a problem. It's not poor, but I do think we need to consider the needs of all visitors. Even simple annotation, for example, showing the direction to the harbour front rather than use place names, which visitors might not be familiar with, would be an idea. I think the other.Basic points we actually made overall were there was a need for improved and better connected landscape to the south of Salisbury Road. Also animation along the waterfront to try and correct this sort of dead structure alongside the promenade is a good idea. But I think one of the main things I would just like to come back to really is the potential need for an at-grade crossing. I think in general, the subways are very extensive. They might be technically connected, but the overall alignment is very long. It's rather tortuous. Access involves steps or escalators up or down. Subways are really sort of come to life when they open out into the basement shopping areas, which they perhaps arguably do south of Salisbury Road. But I do think there is a need for an At Grade crossing across Salisbury Road aligned with Nathan Road. It's a strong desire line. I don't see any real problem. I'm convinced that traffic movement in this location would make it quite possible. It's not dissimilar to Hennessy Road. In fact, there are three lanes on either side. Obviously, there's the Nathan Road junction as well. But I think, again, if we look at some other Asian cities, such as Singapore, where you have at-grade crossings across six-lane, one-way carriages, it's really quite possible. It's a strong desire line. I think it's one area where we're at least 300 meters from the Canton Road at-grade crossing. And I think it could be integrated, and it would also provide a very direct gateway through the landscape open space, which is directly being designed now, directly across the road, which leads directly to the waterfront. So I think that should be examined further. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Paul?
Chairman, Chairperson, I've also submitted comments afterwards. This area, of course, I'm quite familiar with. I'm graduating in a couple of days from your university on a dissertation that has studied this particular area. It's a long piece of paper, so I've also given it to the Transport Department, but I don't expect that they have read it. I do expect you, and you're joking. And also, Civic Exchange has now completed their report, which includes a lot of recommendations on amendments and adjustments and upgrading of the pedestrian network planning for this area that could be considered. So I hope this can all be taken into account. I think that I support the idea that we got to reconsider the trade-off between the benefits and the cost of having the pedestrian crossing at Grade at the Peninsula Hotel. There is a cost in terms of capacity reduction of the junction. There is only one lane currently that goes straight on without traffic lights currently, and that's the lane that's hardly being used. It's actually the one that's being blocked by all the coaches. So there's hardly any traffic flow on that one, so that could easily have a traffic light. I doubt that it is impossible. I doubt that the cost is too high. But as the Harbourfront Housing Committee, we have to highlight the benefit. The Nathan Road and then the waterfront are the main desire lines for all our tourists and visitors, and I think not giving them that benefit of the direct crossing is a very expensive disbenefit currently, and it has to be resolved. I mean, the trade-off has to be made, and it's not. I can see the Transport Department looks at one side. It's up to the Harbourfront Commission to argue the other side, and then we have to trade off the cost and benefits, and there are cost and benefits, and I think in this particular case, I think the benefits are much greater than the cost. At the same time, we've got to have a network that works well below ground and above ground, because when the weather is, when inclement weather, people will like to use the great separated network and enjoy, and they may want to pay the price with detours to get to their destination. But that great separated network that we currently have is cumbersome. It is not easy to navigate because it's below ground. That makes it already very difficult because it's not so easy to see your way, and it's hard to find landmarks. Signage is a problem. But it's also the physical infrastructure itself is still a problem. There is no direct connection between the Nathan Road MTR station and the waterfront. On the alignment from the station directly through A and G to a straight line to the waterfront would be one way, which then I understand there's some concerns over the cost of re-rigging some of the engineering and the utilities under South Bay Road. But the other one that is almost a direct connection would be the link between the Middle Road subway and the Sheraton Hotel. Now I understand that Sheraton Hotel has be trying to, the owners have been trying to get this sorted out, but that the whole thing falls apart on land premiums. And again there, as Harbourfront Commission Chair, I think we should make some comments that when the Lands Department considers these land premiums, they should not only look at land, at the developer gain, but they should also consider the transport gain and the public gain. In this particular case, the ability to walk almost in a straight line to the waterfront, which is one that must be valued. And the land premiums, when you look at land premiums, the Lands Department should look at that. But they need that instruction. They need that input. So I guess the input has to be given by us. Because the transport department is not giving it, then we should be giving it. But I think actually the transport department should be giving it as input, that there are clear transport gain and public gains. But then, of course, if there is a connection between the Middle Road subway shares and hotel, there should be some trade-off that people actually have the right of access across through the basement of Sheraton Hotel to the waterfront tunnel. There's got to be an agreement that works both ways. So I think that negotiation has to be picked up, and that cannot be left as it is today, that it's just considered too expensive by one, and it really is the Lands Department not understanding the upside of making that link work, and they need that input. The other general comments I must have, Chair, I think the walking tour was a nice one, but I think we had a guided tour of a part of the network, and of course, nobody looks, the experience of visitors, and especially people who live in Hong Kong and want to go to the area to go shopping, but they don't work in the area, they don't live in this area, they are the most critical voices. They walk a much larger area than what we have walked, and also their experience is what, you know, they try to make a decision at different spots. And so we got to look at this network overall in a larger area, and then there are some tunnels that are not in here. So I think that the study area for our work has to be including the up to the Tsim Sha Tsui East waterfront, and then this area as a whole. We should consider it as a whole and look at the pedestrian network as a whole in terms of the planning for the physical infrastructure and the crossings at grade and below ground, but also for the elevated network. For now, you can get across, for example, from the waterfront on the footbridge across Salisbury Road on top of the PTI, and then you can walk across to the garden, but from the garden you can't go to Signal Hill. This is very silly. We've got a beautiful Signal Hill garden, and that doesn't connect with the top of the PTI. Strange disconnections that can be resolved if people really want it. And then it comes then to the information and signage. I'm glad that transport wants to pick it up, but I am very worried that if we're going to do this, trying to quickly fix a couple of signs, we just add to the sign disease we have in Hong Kong of all these signs everywhere and more signs, but I'm not sure we're going to get a quality signage. I'd rather get a process going where we develop a comprehensive understanding of what would be good signage, and then start to implement it rather than just trying to catch them quickly, adding some signs here and there. And on that last note is north is north. I know the chair has a different view, and I know the speaker had a different view there too. That, you know, currently the maps show you where, you know, the way you're facing, you can immediately identify your route. When a tourist arrives in Hong Kong, he's looked on the internet, he has seen north is north. He understands Hong Kong north is north. When he arrives in his hotel room, he gets a map from the tourism board, north is north. And when he starts walking around outside, he comes across one map, and then when he hits the next crossing point, he looks at the next map. He doesn't look at that, you know, that map for him as a continuation of the different maps he looks at, and every time he looks at a map, he's to reorientate. It is not like I have one decision, I'm standing at a park and I want to know how to walk, or I'm in a building and I look at the building and that's it. No, this is the time series of looking at maps for the tourist from the moment of arrival, and tourists only are here for 2 days. So through the period of 2 days, and every time they look at a map, they have to reorientate themselves. So that's why north should be north on this map, and then we should use signs to put people in the right direction. That's why you have signs, and that's why you have maps. Maps should be orientated one way, and we should all do that, because then we can help people to quickly understand the city. And I know, I can see the at, you know, people arrive at this point standing in the tunnel, look at the map, okay, left, right, I know where I'm going. But we'll have to resolve that, and I think it's more important to have be consistent with north as north and the orientation of map, so people are, it's already, our city is already difficult enough. So to give them to stick to that, I think, is a very important important point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other comments, Ida?
我覺得那個 walking map 咧係可能其中一個。 比較上可以快捷啲，同埋先得做到，而又可以令到即係起碼遊客們咧覺得方便啲㗎咯。咁我又唔知道我哋嘅改動要幾耐，咁但係如果得嘅話，我諗呢個係一個比較上直接啲，而又可以改善問題嘅一個快啲嘅方法。咁我亦都好同意就係話喺尖沙咀個海旁望過去，即係對面海咧係一個好靚嘅景嚟，咁絕對係一個好有 吸引力咧，俾遊客嘅地方。咁我唔知道我哋會唔會有啲機會係訪問下啲遊客，實際上即係佢行喺嗰個整個系統裏邊，佢遇見啲咩問題咧咁。因為點樣講咧，我哋都係自己比較上明白或者知道我哋嘅環境。咁但係如果你陌生嘅遊客嚟講咧，可能佢嗰個感覺係絕對唔同咯。譬如我都有覺得，譬如有啲外國嘅朋友咧，佢係一路都揸車嘅，佢唔係成日都行路嘅。 咁佢會唔會嚟到呢啲地方，佢睇signage嘅時候都會有啲唔同嘅 orientation 咧咁，可以問下有啲後或者作啲好少嘅即係 study， 睇下佢哋嘅睇法係點樣樣，係作為一個參考。Thank
you. Any other questions or comments? If not, I think is important that Transport Department have considered the different comments that you have summarized from the walking tour, that is from under paragraph 5, from A to E. And I think in your response and follow-up, you have looked at, you know, all these phrases and so on. That would mainly address points A, B, and C. So as all of the members who have raised concern, I think point D, that is considering and exploring the option of resuming at grade crossing at Salisbury Road, probably I think we should put it into kind of a follow-up action so that we would know. At least you may come up with a study or some response as to whether it's feasible or not and why is it not feasible and what are the trade-off and so on, so that we could have a better idea about this. I think this needs to be follow-up. And for point five, I think giving this comprehensive walking map is also very useful. Particularly like to tourists and so on. On the issue of whether this map should be oriented north is north, I don't think there is any room for discussion or argument. It's very simple. If you get a map from your hotel, from the international airport, you just, everywhere you go, you just reorientate the map, then you find your way. Okay, so north can always be facing top, okay? But then when you are talking about wall-mounted map at all this station, navigation map, just like when you have your GPS, you have your navigation system. Whenever you turn the corner, the navigation will tell you that what is the way ahead, right? Rather than it's north, it's southwest. I'm not sure for people sitting around here, maybe Paul has a particular strong sense of direction, which direction, north is southwest, are you facing now? Some people, you know, it could be very confusing, you know, having a map that, oh, this way we'll go to the toilet, rather than telling you that the toilet is east, is maybe more helpful, you know, at this particular scale. But anyway, I think when we are producing a map, obviously, like a paper map, we should have north facing north, you know, it, this map have different purpose. So we have some response quite quickly on the last 2 points of D and E from Transport Department, please.
Chairman, thank you members comment and thank you members joining the trip. We note all the comments and also we already put them in record in the paper, and also we have put down in the paper that two major actions we are going to do. I have to stress that it is a joint effort. Transport Department will stand ready to work together with other relevant departments to improve the situation as mentioned in the last two bullets. And regarding the one major point members always mention is the ground level pedestrian crossing the South Spiral at Maiden Road. Members raise this again, again, again. And I have to say that Transport Department did examine this crossing some time ago. At that time, our study indicated that it was not feasible at the time.
Could you make this study available to members later on?
Let me continue. we will review the situation, we will examine, but we have to caution that Transport Department's role is to look after both vehicular traffic as well as pedestrian traffic. If we give more time for the pedestrian crossing the road, it means that less time for the vehicular traffic. There will be some impact on the existing vehicular traffic circulation. So we have to bear this in mind. And we will re-examine whether it is feasible or not again.
Winnie. Thank you, Chair. As Wilson just said, that the option on resuming the at-grade crossing could possibly take a bit more time to explore and to reconsider. Hence, we wish to focus on those easier improvements first. As Chair just said, that we could do some improvement in respect of the subway walking environment as well as the signages system, which the Harbour Unit will work closely with all these relevant departments to take on the exercise. And that for the walking map, I just talked to TD and as well as TC, and we can pursue this options in the short run, though it will require some discussion with also private developers as well as the MGRC to synchronize all those signages before we work on a comprehensive and consistent map for everyone to take on. So just give us a little bit more time on the coordination and we'll try our best to take on the exercise. So that's my initial response.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Winnie. That is very good. I think we do need some time for the Bureau to work things out, and we are moving in the right direction. Paul, you have a comment to make?
Yes, I have asked for a review of the subway connections, specifically the one with the Sheraton Hotel, and possibly directly from Nathan Road in a straight line with the waterfront. I haven't heard any feedback on that, that this will be responded to with a review at some stage.
Okay, Paul, I think for members in this room, we don't have much background about this issue of the Sheraton Hotel and that of the provision of subway, etc. So I think let's put it in the post-meeting notes and to gather some information before we actually consider, you know, what is this matter really is and what are the issues and challenges. Thank you very much for joining this item.